Project Vault establishes a $12 billion U.S. critical minerals reserve backed by government financing and private participation. Designed to counter China's dominance in rare earths, the program centralizes stockpiling, stabilizes prices, and gives American manufacturers guaranteed access to strategic materials during market shocks or geopolitical disruption.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Vince Lancey. This is the Goldfix Market Rundown. Before we get started, this is what we have coming soon. JP Morgan says $6,300 this year. We're going to break that report down for you, as well as their silver analysis that goes into that. Second, Eric Young, affectionately known as King Kong on X, and I have been discussing back and forth the spread situation, Shanghai to U.S., for some time, going back to 2023. And so Eric and I put our thoughts together, and we have a post that will be coming out on that topic, titled, tentatively, King Kong Weighs In on China Price Changes and Their Implications. Next up, Goldman's desk decrypts what happened yesterday, the precious metals moves in context of everything. Citi is skeptical of retail euphoria, and they have a very nice presentation out to that effect. And then we look at that from a different point of view and see really how euphoric the retail is. There's conflicting information. Maybe the U.S. is a little bit euphoric, but it's really the Chinese buying that's the euphoria. There's the homepage. The story we're going to focus on is Trump, lower right-hand corner. Trump announces Project Vault, a $12 billion critical minerals reserve, and we'll be going into that in a second. So let's start with the markets. 10-year yields are unchanged. The dollar is up 1. The S&P 500 is up 15. The NASDAQ is up 24. The VIX is down about 20 basis points. Gold is up $239. No fancy this or that. It's gold is up $239. Trading 4,900. Silver is up $7.16, trading 86.55 near their highs of the evening. You could see that the Shanghai gold is down and Shanghai silver is down. And I'm smiling because that's what's supposed to happen, thank goodness. And you can see futures are up as well. But the bottom line is, at least you can call it a bounce or you can call it a stabilization, but the market is done digesting the chaos that came out of Shenzhen's LDIC fund. Copper is up 20 cents, 3.5%. So this is not just a bounce. This is really good, actually. WTI is up 4 cents, still very firm. May be breaking out, I think, according to Michael Oliver's analysis. I don't have the numbers handy, nor would I share them. Natural gas is 421, down 6.5. Palladium up 70. Platinum up 116. Gold, silver is down 2. And grains are mixed. Quick mention, we're going to tell you a little story about the spreads today using this chart and another chart as we move into that section. But for now, let's do the story. Project Vault establishes a $12 billion U.S. critical minerals reserve backed by government financing and private participation. Designed to counter China's dominance in rare earths, the program centralizes stockpiling, stabilizes prices, and gives American manufacturers guaranteed access to strategic materials during market shocks or geopolitical disruption. Basically, Trump just dropped a $12 billion policy bomb on China's rare earth dominance. Project Vault is Washington's boldest supply chain power move yet, and it could permanently reshape how America secures the materials behind chips, jets, and manufacturing. In our other news and analysis, we broke down and wrote up professionally Michael Oliver assessing the post-Friday sell-off in precious metals. That was 3 pages broken down of a 12-page report. And with no pictures and all of our own original work. Silver, emergency halt of UBS China fund tied to global sell-off. We call that. People still aren't talking about it in that context, but that is why the markets gyrated the way they did over the last 72 hours of trading. Xi makes RMB reserve currency push official. It would seem that Xi Jinping and China are accelerating their transparency in an effort to prepare the world for whatever it is they have coming out regarding gold, regarding internationalization of the renminbi, and regarding an alternative to U.S. Treasuries being officially declared as a repoable product. China's silver premium widens. That's what happened yesterday. Today, that premium is disappearing, and we're going to go through that very concisely, hopefully, tell you a little story about why that's happening, how it's happening, and whether it's bullish or bearish. Spoiler alert, it's bullish. Founders Sunday comments, Shanghai and solar silver rumors. That was a good one to write. All right, so we did this already. Yeah, all right. Data on deck. Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday. Nothing big today. ISM is actually very important, but it won't be discussed that much unless you're on a responsible website. Let's go to, well, let me just show you this first. You guys know we have hats now. So I have a guy working with me now. His name is Charlie, and he's having fun designing hats now. He designed these yesterday. I don't know what he's doing with them, but I think they're actually the really good hats. And I think these are girlfriend hats. So I'll have to check out what he's doing next week. All right, let's go to the charts. Here's the story. What you're looking at there is you're looking at the Shanghai futures price compared to the U.S. futures price. And generally speaking, it trades at a slight premium or more or less flat, depending on what time of year it is. And then you have a little bit of a premium coming up. And this level here is 6. Now it starts to slope upward. This, by the way, this all started when LBMA started to basically default on their own silver. Then it ramped up further, and then it went absolutely insane, which coincided with silver going to $130 over in China. So this spread got as high as 52. So Shanghai futures were $52 more than U.S. futures, which makes no sense because it's the same silver. It only makes sense if you recognize that you can't take the silver from the U.S. and bring it to China anymore and vice versa. You can't take U.S. silver, throw it in a boat, bring it over there as easily as you used to because we are in a mercantilist environment. And then, well, during this day, this is when things exploded as the market was dropping. And now this is today. So there's your chart. Here's the normal behavior. Here's the euphoria. What is the euphoria from? The euphoria is from a single fund. I wouldn't call it an ETF. It's a long-only fund out of China, and it was the only vehicle the Chinese had on the equity side to get into silver. It was their version of an ETF, and it was distorted. Every time you bought it, it went up, but there was no one who was allowed to short it. If you're not allowed to short it, then the fund just keeps going up even when silver's going down. As long as people are buying it, it's going up. And that chart, Zero Hedge had used this chart as well. This chart is, and you've seen this at Goldman Sachs reports, something like this. And that chart is tried and true, and we like that. We want to show you another chart that'll allow you to, that you're probably not going to see this come from banks, because this chart will allow you to see the effect the spread is having on the actual market. Now, this chart's a little bit different. This chart is the candle is simply the Chinese futures price. So it's ramping up, 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 spikes, gaps lower, gaps lower. Now, the dotted line is the U.S. market. U.S. market, you'll see consistently trades slightly under it, a little bit of hiccups in here and there, and then it starts to pull away, pull away, pull away, and then it gets really high all the way up here, even as the market is down here, and then the market starts to collapse, this market continues collapsing, stops, and now reverses rather hard today. Now, what does that mean? Well, it's very encouraging. By no means are we out of the woods yet, but it's very encouraging. What it means is in China, you had a fund that was, let's call it a rogue fund. It was completely inappropriate for serious trading. And that fund attracted buying even when it wasn't able to be hedged against silver properly. And so when silver was up 1%, it was up 2%. You had all these people piling into this fund, and you didn't have enough silver exposure in the fund to begin with. And so the fund pulled away. And so what you started to see was a normal premium, call it $6, Shanghai to US, started to rise more and more, and it started to generate a FOMO mentality over in Asia. And that fund got a little bit crazy, and it dragged, and then, but it started to drag silver up outside of China. $10 premium, but silver's trading $110 in the US. You know, $20 premium, but silver's trading $120 in the US or close to it. And so as the market's rallying, the spread's widening, but it's dragging everything up. And then they shut down the fund. The fund gets shut down, it gets stopped, complete chaos in that fund. And that makes all the demand for silver drop, and it drops. But when it drops, the US price drops more. So the whole thing goes down, but the US price drops more. Now think about this. As we're rallying, the China price pulls away. That makes sense. It's got a higher beta, it's leading. But as we're dropping, shouldn't the China price drop more? It did. See, the China price stayed spread because the China demand is real. And now you have a situation yesterday where you have a very wide situation, even as the market's coming off. And now you have a battle. That ridiculous fund is out of the picture, I think, knock on wood. And now you have a battle. Who has the better price? And China's price is down today. US price is up. So they're going to meet in the middle. Okay. But so far, it would appear to look, if you're looking at it from a US point of view, well, silver's up $7 today. Why is it up $7? Because China demand is being set loose on the world. Now, Eric Young and I have been studying this for off and on for years, and I've been trading this my whole career. So we're going to have a piece come out that'll give you a little bit more color on how this works. But suffice to say, I won't say that we're at a bottom. I'm not going to make some inane comment like that, but I am going to say that this beyond price shows you that China is projecting their pricing power on the world intentionally. Eric seems to think intentionally. I don't think seem to think intentionally, but I'm not going to argue with Eric. He's over there, I'm over here. So it would seem to be that China has run out of patience and they're just starting to let loose their pricing power on the world. China has started to set the price. At least in some way, shape, or form. So that's that. I'm Vince. Have a great day.
Well, thank you, Vince, as always, for this morning's show. Sure is a lot going on out there, and markets moving quickly these days, but hope you found this helpful. Thanks for tuning in and being with us here. And real quick, before we wrap up, did just want to thank Fortuna Mining for bringing us today's show, and obviously Fortuna doing well throughout this gold rally. And certainly, if you're looking for companies that have exposure to the gold rally, well, you should be aware of the fact that Fortuna is on track for a construction decision at their Diamba Sud gold project in Senegal, which they released the PEA for back in October that showed an after-tax internal rate of return of 72%, and that was with a $2,750 gold price, and obviously we're well above that now. And to hear how some of these numbers could look, well, here's a comment recently from a call we did with Fortuna CEO Jorge Ganoza.
The construction decision for the Diamba Sud project, which, you know, we are quite sure that we'll be making a positive decision and full investment decision by mid-year. We are well advanced with our permits, and we're so encouraged by the strong economics of the study, the PEA, preliminary economic assessment we delivered last year, that we have this year allocated a $100 million budget to advance the Diamba Sud. The Diamba Sud is a project that at $2,750, that's the price we used in the study, yields an internal rate of return of 72%. The payback on the project is a few months. So it's a project of robust economics at 2,750. I don't even want to plug $4,600 into that financial model because, what number are we going to get?
Well, thank you, Jorge, for that update. Sure is going to be exciting to see how things pan out in just a couple of months now. And thank you again at home for being here and watching. And in case you missed the last call that we did with Jorge, where he talked more about the Diambasud Gold Project and a whole lot more that's going on at Fortuna, well, just click on this video that's coming your way now.